An update now, Musically. Last week, we featured a list of picks by music critics for their so-called worst song ever. It was a less than scientific exercise. Well, we asked you for your picks, and I'm happy to report that Weekend Edition has some pretty discerning listeners.
My name is Jennifer Orton. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. And the song that will make me leave a store if it comes over the speaker is Dreamweaver by Gary Wright. Not only does this song feature the creepiest quasi-mystical intro from someone who was apparently very talented, the lyrics are the worst amalgamation of sappy, insipid cliches and semi-mystical nonsense. So, sorry, Dreamweaver, you gotta go.
My name is Cameron McPhee, and I live in Hyattsville, Maryland. I think the all-time worst song is Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton.
It's late in the evening. She's wondering what clothes to wear.
Most people think this is a sweet romantic song, but really, it's musical manipulation. The song uses its pleasing melody to disguise deeply troubling lyrics about misogyny and codependence. The singer's love for this woman is based solely on her physical appearance and her ability to care for him when he's too drunk to function. This is not a love song, it's a disturbing portrait of a toxic relationship.
I'm Mikayla Vies from Missoula, Montana, and I'm pretty certain the worst song ever recorded is Be Near Me by the British pop band ABC, released in March 1985.
Ever had the feeling almost broken too?
This song sounds like it was written by AI before it had learned anything about the human condition. The lyrics are nonsense and the melody is grating and redundant. My husband and I have completely different tastes in music. He's a metalhead who loves Dio and Metallica, and I've been a fan of Billie Holiday since I was a young teen, and we both firmly agree that Be Near Me is the worst song ever recorded and probably ever written.
My name is Byron Whitney. I live in Potsdam, New York. And my worst song ever is Yummy, Yummy, Yummy by Io Express.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy and I feel like I'm loving you.
In 1969, I lived in a small apartment and my neighbors played the 45 recording of the song for hours at a time every day. That is how I grew to hate this song.
Ooh, love is sweeter, sweeter than sugar. Ooh, love, I won't let you go.
My name is Rob Cosgrove from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. The worst song in the world is that 1-877 Cars for Kids commercial.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids.
My smart speaker probably hates me because I yell at it to shut up every time that comes on. You're going to play it now, aren't you?
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars.
Hi, this is Christine Roberts, and I am calling from Columbus, Ohio, and Life is a Highway by Tom Cochran and the remake by Rascal Flatts are the worst song ever recorded.
Looks like a road that you travel on when there's one day and the next day gone.
That intro sounds like nails on a chalkboard to me. It actually makes me physically repulsed when I hear it.
Was Christine Roberts, Rob Cosgrove, Byron Whitney, Mikayla Vies, K. Cameron McPhee and Jennifer Orton sharing their picks for the worst song of all time.